flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: government released 15.5 billion kwacha in November for public service delivery. Bill 7 returns for second reading on 15 December 2025. And in international news, Benin coup attempt foiled by loyalist troops, Interior Minister says.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has released 15.56 billion kwacha to finance public service delivery in the month of November 2025. Of this amount, 2.43 billion kwacha was allocated to transfers, subsidies and social benefits, while 2.04 billion kwacha supported the implementation of government programs and general operations. Reflecting on the budget release, Finance and National Planning Minister Sumbeko Msokotwane says a total of 1.2 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure and 4.63 billion kwacha was released for the public service wage bill for various public service workers and overseas allowances for diplomats in missions abroad. He indicates that an additional 5.26 billion kwacha was spent on debt service domestic and external and arrears. Dr. Msokotwane says key spending under transfers and subsidies expenditures included 700 million kwacha for the Farmer Input Support Program, 717.37 million kwacha for the Constituency Development Fund to support infrastructure projects, bursaries, loans and grants to eligible beneficiaries, and 817.16 million kwacha to grant-aided institutions, including hospitals and universities, to sustain their operations. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. Government says that Bill 7 will return to the National Assembly for the second reading on Monday, 15 December 2025. In a statement, Acting Justice Minister Jack Mwimbo said the Select Committee constituted to scrutinize the consideration of Amendment Bill No. 7 commenced receiving submissions from stakeholders on the 5th and will run up to 13th December 2025. Mr. Mwimbu says the technical committee will present its findings during this period and stakeholders will provide evidence for the committee's consideration. He said the phase is essential to ensuring that the technical committee recommendations are incorporated into the bill in accordance with the Article 79, subsection 6 of the Constitution and National Assembly Orders 2024. Mr. Mwimbu adds that upon completion, a report will be published ahead of the parliamentary debate. People's Alliance for Change President Andy Ford Banda has expressed disappointment that the UPND has failed to establish a proper system of governance in the country. Mr. Banda says it is concerning that government wants to bulldoze constitutional amendments against the will of the people. He notes that it is worrying that the UPND administration has enacted laws such as the cyber laws that restrict citizens' freedoms. Mr. Banda adds that the current government has failed to restore the rule of law in the country, despite it being one of their major promises to the Zambian people.
more so the governance issues, the same issue that we've been talking about, the constitution. You know, when you have a government that wants to bulldoze the process of the constitution, the process of enacting laws like the cyber security, you know, to actually curtail voices, then you have a problem there. So in a nutshell, the UPND has failed to actually deliver on the things, because the idea of voting the UPND in was a departure from the past practices of abuse of governance.
UPND Lumezi Member of Parliament Lufeo Ngoma has expressed concern that his constituency and district continue to operate without a single filling station. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Ngoma said he is currently engaging investors to establish filling stations in Lumezi, with three potential investors already showing interest. He has added that his office is expected to engage the Energy Regulation Board to ensure that all investors seeking to set up the stations are fully registered. Mr. Ngoma has noted that the situation has forced consumers to buy fuel in Chadiza, where traders repackage their commodity in small containers and sell it in shops and on the open market.
There are two prospecting fuel suppliers who have come to Lumezi, and so far they have already identified the places where they want to build the filling station. So we are yet waiting to hear from them. As soon as they get back to us, if they will fulfill their promise, then that will be good for the community in Lumezi. That challenge is still there.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Center for Trade Policy and Development Executive Director Isaac Maipopo has expressed concern over the prolonged nature of Zambia's current energy crisis, stressing that it cannot be resolved quickly. Mr. Maipopo has noted that establishing new energy projects requires substantial time and investment before they become fully operational, making the road to energy stability a gradual one. He said that CTPD remains hopeful that ongoing and planned projects will eventually come online to restore adequate power supply to the industrial sector. Mr. Maipopo has added that a reliable energy supply is critical to rebuilding confidence in Zambia's economic outlook, as well as that of cooperating partners such as the International Monetary Fund, among others.
It's not a crisis that can be resolved within a short period of time, because it takes long to set up projects that focused on energy and to have them fully functional. It remains our expectation that we can ultimately find lasting solutions to our energy crisis and get back into a place where our industry can have reliable supply of power. It is only through such that we can get to a place where we can have more confidence in some of the projections that we have set for ourselves, as well as those that are being projected by cooperating partners like the International Monetary Fund.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The government of Benin says it has foiled a coup attempt by members of the West African Nations Armed Forces. Interior Minister Alassane Seydou said in a televised address that the Beninese Armed Forces and their leadership, true to their oath, remained committed to the Republic. Earlier today, a group of soldiers made a broadcast saying they had ousted President Patrice Talon. The BBC has more.
The government in the West African state of Benin has thwarted an attempted coup. President Patrice Talon is reported to be safe and is in the French embassy. Reports say a number of soldiers have been arrested. Russia has welcomed President Trump's new U.S. national security strategy. The Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, said it was largely consistent with Moscow's vision. The Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin